the sky, then your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, oh mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10.
All right, we're back, and I want to, let me put out this number here. I'd like to have your calls today, 800-313-9443, and you can also call me at 888-678-1444 to get on track with the Free American. We'll get Ignacio Ramos and put enough pressure on Bush to pardon him. The Judge Grady, E. Grady Jolly, said for some reason this one got out of hand, it seems to me. And we helped save the Ramos home. Monica, I got to meet Monica Ramos, Ignacio's wife, Nacho's wife. They're both bikers, and they live in El Paso. And she and he have a job if they ever want it. Now, let me... they stopped a drug smuggler. But... we've got one in every 32 Americans in prison, most of them in their own drug crimes, and the Homeland Security is protecting the drug smugglers and putting our agents in jail here because the agents are doing the wrong thing. You know, the war on drugs is like the war on terror. Both are fundamentally flawed concepts. Now, let's see what Ron Paul, in an interview with the organization Normal that I helped found about 25 years ago.
Let's see, in Congress, you know, why do you think hemp is a good solution for us right now?
This is talking about a bill that Ron Paul is...
We caught off with Congressman Paul during a busy week in Washington.
Here we go, listen.
On Tuesday. Good afternoon, Congressman Paul. Welcome back to Normal's Daily Audio Stash today.
Good to be with you.
And thank you again for taking time to speak with us today, Congressman. First, let's talk about a piece of federal legislation you're co-sponsoring, the Industrial Hemp Farming Act. This bill has bipartisan support in Congress. You know, why do you think hemp is a good solution for us right now?
Well, you know, I approach this basically... wanting to allow people to do what they want with their lives and with the economy. So it's a freedom issue with me, and it's senseless to prohibit the...
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back, and I'm open to your calls. If you want to call in at 800-313-9443, do it now. And if you want to get copies of the Free American, get a subscription, use this magazine, a very, very powerful issue of the magazine. Use it to educate your neighbors and let people go know what's going on. And if you subscribe, the next issue is going to be even more powerful because things are happening right now. The 19 House Bill, H.R. 1955, is now up before the Senate. And the quick analysis of that, a month ago, the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved passage of legislation that would set up a commission targeting domestic radicalization as a threat to so-called homeland security. Although it has received little media attention, civil liberties groups have expressed concerns for the future of public protest and other forms of constitutionally protected speech. The Violent Radicalization Homegrown Terrorism Act of 2007 was crafted and sponsored by Democrat Jane Harman of California and approved by the House by a margin of 404-6. A mere three Democrats and three Republicans voted against the bill. 23 Congress members abstained, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and National House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers. The bill is currently pending approval in the Senate and is anticipated to pass by a similar proportion before the end of the season. Introduced in April as an amendment to the 2002 Homeland Security Act, the legislation adds provision for the establishment of a 10-member commission to collect data on radicalization. evoking the memories of anti-communist House Committee on Un-American Activities headed by Joe McCarthy, the Anti-Radicalization Commission would gather authority to hold hearings and sit and act in such times and place, take such testimony, receive, it will not stay in place. If you've got anything that you've, I'm trying to get online here to figure out what the heck is wrong with it. They're saying that trying to influence a public official by intimidation is a crime and can land you in prison just like Rick Stanley. Hal Turner's trying to talk to you about that and tell you about that. And you can read what happened to Joe McCarthy when he tried to stop communism. They turned this around. This committee would be granted authority to hold hearings and sit and act in at such times and places, take such testimony, receive such evidence, and administer such oaths as the commission considers advisable to carry out its duty. As Equal Justice Alliance Director Odette Wilkins pointed out, the commission would be empowered to subpoena and investigate anyone and create a public perception that whoever is being investigated by the commission must be involved in subversive or illegal activities. And Wilkins told Truthout reporter Matt Renner in an article published on November 29th, it would give the appearance that whoever they are investigating is potentially a traitor or disloyal or a terrorist, even if all they were doing was advocating lawful views or constitutional views. The commission would be composed of appointees, one chosen by Bush Homeland Security Director Chertoff, the Senate House Majority Minority Leaders, and by the ranking majority and minority members of two congressional Homeland Security Committees. Such a selection process would certainly result in an extremely right-wing panel. The language of the bill is very broad and includes in its designations as terrorist activity a category of intent. For example, ideological-based violence is defined as the use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual to promote a group or individual's political, religious, or social beliefs. No force or violence need have occurred. The government commission needs only charge without the burden of evidence that an individual or group thought about violence. In other words, if you want to protect yourself, your family, and your country, according to the Constitution of the United States, and I took an oath to defend that Constitution, I told the FBI that. I said, what do you and I have different yesterday? What do you have? We both swore an oath to defend the Constitution, didn't we? So why would I be the homegrown terrorist to advocate defending our Constitution? And the term violent radicalization is defined as a process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideological-based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. The definition of an extremist belief system is not specified, leaving interpretation to the discretion of the commission. And homegrown terrorism is defined by the bill as a use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual born, raised, or based and operating primarily within the United States or any possession of the United States to intimidate or coerce the United States government, the civilian population of the United States, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. What if your social objective, your political objective, is the support of the Constitution, the elimination of the threat of communism, of dictatorship, of totalitarianism? Can that be done without violence? We certainly hope so. But if it can't, and if somebody breaks into your home, can you use a gun to defend yourself? Can you, if a illegal alien army is invading, can you use a gun to defend yourself? And if you tell people they can and they should, are you a homegrown extremist? Are you a potential domestic terrorist because you want to defend the form of government given us by our founding fathers? I'll take your opinion on this. The number is 800-313-9443, and my chat room is open at freeamerican.com. Let me hear from you. Now, let's see what Ron Paul, he's talking about legalizing hemp so we can grow it, our farmers can grow it here. And whether that has to do with anything with smoking it or not, I don't know. But let's see.
Drugs, so I'm all for providing an economic alternative to some of the things that we need. Who knows? Some people even say that hemp can make ethanol better than corn, and here we are prohibiting it from being used. So I'm for the market determining these things and not the government. I just think the government should stay out of it completely.
So the biofuels issue, that's something that's made hemp farming more poignant today.
Right, and it sort of helps us, I think the narrow arguments are very, very important, and it sort of alerts people to the subject. But the larger issue is how do problems and solutions get solved? Is it with government regulation and prohibitions and subsidies? And too often in Washington, things like in energy, they're either totally subsidized and controlled by government and the special interest, or they're totally prohibited. And my view of what the government should be doing is providing a free environment for the markets to work and individuals to make their own free choices. So I think that's what we forget, and that's what I like to emphasize. But when the narrow argument of, you know, maybe hemp is useful, you know, maybe we could have jobs, and maybe we could, keep some jobs from going overseas, I think these are all important arguments, but to me they're secondary to freedom of choice.
And Congressman Paul, you're running for president, so let me ask, if you're in the White House, what changes could be in store at the DEA and the ONDCP? Would there be pressure from you in the Oval Office on the DEA to stop raids in California on medical marijuana dispensaries?
Yeah, and I think you'd have proper authority to do that. You direct the Justice Department on what they should be doing and shouldn't be doing, and I don't subscribe to the overriding of state laws by the federal government, where the federal government or a directive or a regulation or a Congress or a court rules and they make a mistake, it's just so overwhelming. So I think as president, I would just not prosecute. I would recognize and defend it under the Ninth and the Tenth Amendment, that this is not permissible by the president to do this. And likewise on some of these laws, the laws I wouldn't sign into effect, when it's a clear-cut opportunity, they should be challenged in court and work to get them thrown out, in the best manner possible.
And, Congressman, in regards to medical marijuana, we've seen a tremendous amount of science published on the topic. Would you, as president, have research done on medical marijuana?
Well, I wouldn't use taxpayers' money to do any research. I would just get the government out of the way, let people do what they want, and the medical profession should do the research necessary. And I think a lot would have been done by now if we'd have just gotten out of the way. But the prohibition is the worst part. But I don't think government studies are necessary. I think that enough people already know of the benefits, and there should be allowed to make their own choices. If they make a mistake, they suffer the consequences. It would be a tremendous incentive if they didn't think the government was there to tell them what is bad and what is good. If it's the government to do the research and say, oh, this is good, it's the same principle as the government making a decision and saying it's bad. So I don't particularly want them to do either one. I want to be the burden of decision-making.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, we're back, and Ron Paul is talking about a natural solution here on the war on drugs, a war on hemp and medical marijuana.
Local government at the very most, but I don't think that studies to find out what's good or bad about any substance is a proper role for the federal government.
And Congressman Paul is someone who's been an outspoken critic of the drug war and our current foreign policy decisions. You know, how much does domestic prohibition play into our foreign policy, do you think, you know, when it comes to military resources and the like?
Well, I think it's significant, but it's probably a mixed bag. You know, it requires military operation, a lot of expenditures. Just think of what's going on in Colombia. We're talking about billions of dollars. But quite frankly, I think that is probably a cop-out. I don't think that's the real issue, though that's what they claim. I think that's the excuse for going in. The drug war is the excuse to go into certain areas for the benefit of maybe oil interests or somebody, something else. Same way in Afghanistan, you know, we're over there to get rid of the Taliban and stop these drugs from coming, but maybe it could have more to do with a gas pipeline going through Afghanistan than anything else. But I think they're very much aware of how much money is in the drug war, how much is involved, and I think many governments, including our own CIA, see some benefit to raise money outside the normal circles. And I think the Iran-Contra affair indicated pretty strongly that our CIA was involved in actually using some of this money, drug money, So they, I wouldn't be surprised if they do this deliberately, but the number...
And they do that deliberately. You read the Cotolo documents. You can get it on my website, probably the second page. And you can go into the chat room right now and say hello to me. Nevis has entered the chat room and turned around and left. But you can enter the chat room if you you want to talk to me. Or you can call me at 888-678-1444. The Cotolo documents tells about George Bush's protection of the Mossad agents right here in this country. And, of course, Michael Harari, the agent they talk about, is the one that killed Cotolo over in Europe. It's, let's see, what else we've got here. Let me share this with you. I thought this was well done. My writer says, when I was younger, my mom used to make an outstanding country pie, which was one of my favorite dishes ever. And amazingly, it achieved that status without me ever seeing a single commercial for it. There's a big difference between what someone decides on his own that he likes and what someone has to be bludgeoned into liking by constant advertising. There's nothing inherently evil about advertising and trying to persuade someone, but obviously the people who do the selling have something to gain. Likewise, if a friend tells you that the joint down the street has the best burgers, you're far more likely to believe him than a commercial made by people who are paid to say nice things about someone's food. And so it is with politicians, too. It's not often that people actually get excited about a candidate, and most people want power. Who want power have to spend millions of dollars trying to persuade people to like them. Why? Because there's nothing genuine about them worth liking, so they have to perpetually advertise themselves. Do you think anyone who knows Hillary Clinton personally would ever say, gee, I want her running my life? Not unless I did inhale a lot. How about Rudy Giuliani? Let's see what that supposedly great leader thinks by considering his own words. We look upon authority too often and focus over and over again for 30 or 40 or 50 years as if there's something wrong with authority. We only see the oppressive side of authority. Maybe it comes out of our history and our background. What we don't see is that freedom is not a concept in which people can do anything they want, be anything they can be. Freedom is about authority. Freedom is about the willingness of every single human being to cede to lawful authority a great deal of discretion about what you do. That's Rudy Giuliani. Now, who on earth would get excited about that fascist lunatic obtaining lots of power? Mitt Romney, John McCain, any other of the stuffed suits? If you knew them in your daily lives, would you have ever said, gee, you should run for president? Pretty darn unlikely. Or maybe, gee, you should be a used car salesman. And then there's Ron Paul. Lots and lots of people want him to be president. I genuinely mean wanted. Not because of commercials. There's a slick propaganda in advertising. Because on their own...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
All right, we're back, and here we got a caller here. Maybe you'll call in, but here's Ron Paul again on the drug war. Let's finish this up.
Massive number of people in the country, the voters and the politicians here in Washington, all are easily intimidated, and they easily believe, well, it's the government's responsibility. We have to protect children. We have to protect people against bad things. And they vote that way because they think they're helping. Or even if they are convinced it's not helping, they're convinced they better because they think that they can't possibly ever be elected or reelected to government if they tell the truth about the drug war. And yet, that's one thing that I've been able to overcome, at least up until now. You know, in my district, they know where I stand, and I'm always been very clear that the drug war is a lot worse than the drugs themselves. Yet, I've also had to convince the people in my district that I don't like drugs. I don't like illegal drugs. I don't even like most legal drugs, and point out that governments too often, and doctors, the medical profession, encourages overuse of drugs, and here we now have our federal government doing mandatory mental health.
Mandatory mental health. Yeah, if you're using illegal drugs, you gotta be crazy. And just remember, folks, that's what they do. That's what they did in the Soviet Union. If you resist communism, if you don't follow McCain's advice and resist unlawful authority, then you could be crazy. You could be crazy. And McCain is calling, Ron Paul is calling for an end to the drug war. And we'll see. It should be. When we're there's something wrong here. When we are rewarding the drug dealers with immunity and prosecuting the people that tried to stop them. What that does...
I would like to believe that if we have a freer society, it will...
What that does is put an unmistakable message out to is putting an unmistakable, a clear message out to our drug enforcement people, to our law officers, to our police, to leave the Mexican drug dealers alone. The same way that Waco and this whole homegrown terrorism act is putting a message out to the American people, don't resist by force of arms. Waco was a psychological operation aimed at the American people. You better believe that. You better know that. They don't want you standing up for yourself. And I was talking with Max the other day. And he says he got a survey call from the Republicans yesterday. The question was about which candidate I would vote for, and they didn't include Ron Paul. Okay. Yeah, well, they're not going to do that. They don't want you to know about him. They don't want to talk about him. They don't want to tell you. They don't want you to even know he's running. And that's the way they do it. That's the way they control. That's the way they control you. And we keep trying to tell you that. The Free American is the one magazine out there that's telling you the truth. That's why you should support it. I mean, there's how many talk show hosts? How many publishers do you think are going to be silenced because of this homegrown terrorism act. How many people in a position to get information now are going to listen to their wives, to listen to say, honey, I don't think you should talk about this stuff. I don't think you should be talking about that Constitution. I don't think you should be talking about the Mossad. I don't think you should be talking about the Zionists, because that's just not politically correct anymore. Well, it certainly wasn't politically correct when they talked about it when they were taking over Russia, and when they were starving out people and killing them with typhus, smallpox, or other diseases. And the preachers were the ones, a lot of them, especially during the Civil War and the Revolutionary War, they were standing up and telling you that God wants you to defend your country. And I believe that this country, that America today, is really the home of the Israelites, not Israel. And I think we need to understand that. We need to understand that, and we need to defend the land that God gave us, that He sent us to. And that this land is the land of milk and honey. No place else. No place else. The free American, we try to give you the information that's going to keep you healthy, that's going to keep you informed, and there is no other political candidate that we're endorsing other than Ron Paul. So let me share this with you. Let me find it here. This is from Ron Paul on illegal immigration, and we talked about Campion and we talked about Ramos. He said illegal immigration is on the forefront of many Americans' minds, and with good reason. The Center for Immigration Studies has recently reported that our immigrant population is now 37 million, up from 27 million in 1997. One in three of these immigrants are here illegally. We have a problem that has exploded over the last 10 years with no appreciable change in border security since September 11th, when we were supposed to take a hard look at the problem. We have security issues at home, and our resources are running thin. Our education system is stretched. The immigration accounts for virtually all the national increase in public school enrollment in the last two decades. There is a worker present in 78% of immigrant households using at least one major welfare program, according to the same study. It's no surprise that oftentimes these immigrants can't afford to work for lower wages. They are subsidized by our government to do so. Right now, we are subsidizing a lot of illegal immigration with our robust social programs, and it is an outrage that instead of coming to the United States as a land of opportunity, many come for their security guaranteed by government-forced transfer payments through our welfare system. Ron Paul says, I have opposed giving federal assistance to illegal immigrants and have introduced legislation to end this practice. In the last major House-passed immigration bill, I attempted to introduce an amendment that would make illegal immigrants ineligible for any federal assistance. Unfortunately, the amendment was ruled not relevant to immigration reform. I believe it is very relevant to taxpayers, however, who are being taken advantage of through the welfare system. Illegal immigrants should never be eligible for public schooling, social security checks, welfare checks, free health care, food stamps, or any other form of government assistance. The anchor baby phenomena has also been very problematic since simply being born on U.S. soil to illegal immigrants' parents should not trigger automatic citizenship. This encourages many dangerous behaviors, and there are many unintended consequences as a result of that blanket policy. I'm against amnesty, and I've introduced an amendment to HJ Resolution 46, which will end this form of amnesty. I have also supported the strengthening of our border and increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. It is an outrage that our best-trained border guards are sent to Iraq instead of guarding our borders. For national security, we need to get more attention to our border, which has been illegally breached every day, and yet the government shirks one of its few constitutionally mandated duties, namely to defend this country. Citizens lose twice with our current insecure border situation. We don't have the protection we should have, and when taxpayers have to deal with a fallout in the form of overstretched public resources and loss of jobs, the anger is understandable when it comes to illegal immigration and the problems with our border. We'll continue to fight in Congress for more effective ways to address these issues in keeping with the constitutional mandate to protect America. And there you have it. There you have it from Ron Paul, the one man that we can honestly support for the presidency. Remember the Clintons, we just got too much freedom. That's kind of like the phrase, there ain't no such thing as too much fun. Well, there ain't no such thing as too much freedom. Now, we got a number here. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. And people are, by the way, picking up on our new American Heritage and Health line containing fulvic acid. You need those trace minerals. This is the one line developed by a biochemist who I just saw, and I'll have on the program, maybe not tomorrow, but next week. And there's a lot we can do. There's a lot we can do, folks, to keep ourselves healthy, to stay out of the Kmart parking lots, to avoid the vaccinations and everything that they plan on doing. They're planning on doing this to us. If you need to see my video, The True Face of FEMA, and hear what the Homeland Security wants to do with Americans. It ain't pretty, folks. It ain't pretty. In case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized disciplined troops to control the American people, because some of them just won't follow orders. Yeah, I take that kind of personally, folks, because I'm not going to follow illegals, immoral, or unconstitutional orders. And my friend Ben at the FBI says they won't either. Let's hope that's true. My number here is 888-678-1444. The number to call in, we got a few minutes left, is 800-313-9443. You're listening to The Free American. I'm Clay Douglas.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Puppets who pass themselves off as pundits tell you who you should support, and many of them don't even bother to hide their utter contempt for the People's Choice, Ron Paul. It's obvious they find it disgusting that someone they didn't push on you is getting any attention at all. They're perpetual advisors for the advertisers for the status quo, and to them, for the lowly peasantry to come up with their own suggestion, it's a slap in their faces. Well, keep on slapping, folks. The writer's mom's country pie was better than anything I've ever seen advertised on slick, expensive commercials, and Ron Paul is better than anyone the establishment would ever try to pawn off on you. While the various would-be tyrants kiss up to their fellow rich, influential megalomaniacs in order to get the money to try to convince you to elect them, Ron Paul is pushed by the peasantry while being resisted by the establishment. In short, all of the candidates running for office say they care about you. Only one of them means it. And it's the only one that is being pushed by lots of regular Americans instead of by the establishment control freaks. And that to you from Larkin Rose. And one more time, folks, I'll be doing a little bit more on Ron Paul next hour. You can get that on my website any time of the day or night if you get bored. And we'll give you the point of view. Look at Ron Paul from someone that slept with him for quite a while, his wife. We'll do that. And for the next hour. And I'll take your calls if you want to call in on 888-678-1444. We'll take your orders for the Free American Magazine with Ron Paul advertising it. So everyone you give a copy of the magazine to, or everyone you sell one of the Free Americans to, you make a little bit of money off of it, and you support Ron Paul as well as Clay Douglas. And can Ron Paul really win? Well, if you've never voted for anyone in any office in your entire life, this gentleman says he hasn't, and he says, if I cannot vote for Ron Paul next year, then I will not vote. We haven't had anyone like Ron Paul in many decades, and if I can't vote for him, then my vote is for Jesus Christ. And if Ron Paul isn't elected, then God help us, because hell on earth is coming. Ronald Holland says that. I'm Clay Douglas. God bless America.
With recent